advice to him as far as how to handle that? And nobody thinks he's a dirty player, but these things are happening.
No, clearly not. Just a really good player. I think all of the guys, defensive guys, are attempting to learn as much as they can about how the game's being called and how they can stay within the rules, still do your job and play defense and keep people from scoring. So, you know, we work hard as coaches to try and teach exactly what is allowed and not allowed, and the guys are working hard. Nobody wants to lose money. So, but I try not to focus on that part. I try and focus on just the teaching part that we've got to do.
Jack, you worked with Ray Lewis when he was early in his career, and now you got a guy, Von Miller. Do you see similarities, differences?
No, completely different. In terms of Ray being a middle linebacker, the heart and soul of their defense, spiritual leader, extremely they're both extremely passionate. They both love to play. They both disrupt games. That's about, you know, where the similarities, you know, end. I think, you know, both of them are extremely different in how they impact games. They both impact games. Ray was probably the best inside linebacker to ever play. And I would cast my vote that way. And it's amazing he's still playing and playing at a high level. Vaughn is a special edge guy, you know, a sack man, a guy that can disrupt tackles for loss and do some things in coverage, but most disruptive off the edge. So, you know, like to have both of them if there's any way to do it. But I'm sure glad we have Vaughn. He's a super young man.
What have you seen from this Ravens offense, specifically Ray Rice and Joe Flacco?
Yeah, a very talented group. You know, they've got good skill people. Flacco's a big, strong-arm guy. Ray Rice is a dual threat, running and catching. He can hurt you. A really good football player.
Where do you put Flacco's arm in terms of the better arms in the league? Where is he?
Yeah, I don't try to rank the league or anything. I think he's got a very strong arm. You know, he's a good football player.
Does the coordinator change impact anything you do game plan?
Not really, no. I mean, they're not going to scrap their whole system. They might emphasize certain things, and, you know, we'll put a plan together accordingly. But, no, I mean, at this point in the year, you've got an awful lot of time invested, you know, through OTAs and summer camp and you know, the first few weeks of the season and all that. So I wouldn't expect a dramatic departure from, you know, what they do. It's possible. It's being talked about a lot. Yeah, it's possible. A lot of people talk about it. You know, and going back early in the year, they had some success with it, so it wouldn't be totally shocking to see that. But that'd be part of our preparation regardless. You know, that's kind of where NFL offenses are going. More wide open, more no huddle, and those types of things are becoming commonplace. So we certainly get enough practice with our offense, with Peyton, and the way they direct things here in Denver to give ourselves a good opportunity to experience what it takes to defend it.
Ravens defense has been considered probably, you know, since you were there, as year in, year out,
yep,
if not the best, right at the top of the list. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think anytime you have great players and really good coaching, that's a good combination. I think they've been able to maintain that. You know, Ray Lewis has been there, Ed Reed's been there, Haloti. I mean, some of those guys are as good as anybody in the league at their position. And then they've had good coaching. And I think the combination has been able to sustain excellence there for a long time.